Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, live from Chicago, welcome to Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Lower Extremity and MVP Parent Magazines, Right Fit, Sports Fitness Wellness, Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. Got a quick shout out. Everybody knows Sports Doctor stands for physical activity, careful competition, all sorts of different events. And March 18th, 19th, and 20th is the National Indoor Track and Field Masters Championship at the fabled Armory Track and Field Center in Upper Manhattan. Anybody can enter. There is no particular minimum physical activity. So this is something you really want to pay attention to. Go to usatf.org. Because I think that by tomorrow night it closes. USATF.org. Got a great doubleheader today. Rob Fletcher, Hall of Fame martial artist, self-defense expert. He's an author, speaker. He returns along with Benny Vaughn, acclaimed sports massage therapist, life coach, speaker, and founder of Benny Vaughn Athletic Therapy Center, then the Sports Doctor's Inn. Rob Fletcher, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you very much for having me, Dr. Bob. A pleasure to always be here.
Yeah, give us some background on yourself and what's going on in the world of self-defense and fitness.
Sure. So my background, 30 years in health, fitness, self-defense, martial arts, gym owner, martial arts school owner, promoter, producer. Done a lot of different things, all pertains to the world of health, fitness, and personal safety.
You know, the world of personal safety has exploded in the awareness, the necessity. You know, you and I have spoken before on the show. I don't know how many times Rob's been on, talk about these kinds of things should be taught in school in so many different areas, that whole world. And as an individual, don't you have a traveling group that you include, that SDI7, that goes out to the community, Rob?
Yes. So recently partnered with TG, the gym, a very good longtime friend of mine, George Jackson, who's an icon in the industry of the bodybuilding and fitness and gym ownership back to the days of Muscle Beach and the Gronkowski brothers, you know, running Gold's Gym out there in Venice. But I partnered with him, and a big part of what he's doing is it's TG education and raising awareness. And under that falls, of course, safety and self-defense, because it's an everyday thing. We all know crime, violence, rape, sexual assault, active shooters, abduction, human trafficking. These are, unfortunately and very sadly, a daily reality. So the question becomes is what can we do today to improve our personal safety? So really it comes down to, you know, many times I ask people, you know, what would you do? Like at these seminars that I do, just a recent seminar in Mesa, Arizona at TG, the gym. I'm doing an upcoming seminar in California, TG Chula Vista. We have great turnouts. The first thing I ask is, what would you do? And really addressing both men and women, they never really think about it, but suddenly if you find yourself in a life-threatening encounter, many do not know what they would do. They're mentally and emotionally unprepared should that happen. So the first thing is we have to have the mindset right. So we want to be out of the red zone. I call it the red zone. That's where you're paralyzed by fear. You're shut down. We want to immediately go to green, where you go from 0 to 160 miles an hour. You take action. Taking action means doing something that's going to get you out of that situation as fast as possible. So that can include run. You may have to fight back. Another very important bit of information people should comprehend and grasp and practice is improvised weapons, meaning anything to throw, block, and strike with, because in today's world, you never know. A knife is a very scary, violent threat, and people, the knife will not go away, the weapon will not go away. So what can you use to throw, block, and strike with? People don't think about those things, and even in your home. You know, what are things maybe positioned around your house should someone ever get in that you could use? Of course, a firearm is your number one.
Yeah, and, you know, awareness and education, of course, is such a big deal. I remember my friends a long time ago, target-focused training, which was all about these kinds of ideas, which is if you have to fight, you've got to be aware of what could be very, very helpful and extremely effective. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you go back years. What were the topics? Who were the guests? Local guests, national guests, international guests. Listen to whatever you'd like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you could read an array of articles and topics. A lot of excitement with our new MVP Parent magazine, Keeping the Kids in the Game, Lower Extremity Review. We're talking self-defense, fitness, Hall of Famer, you know, Rob Fletcher. Really looking to bring the kind of awareness to the community. I know you're doing a million things, Rob. What is the best site for people to go to find out about you and your programs?
Probably through my Instagram, because that's updated consistently. So the Instagram is SDI7HIIT. And as I said, I'm partnered with TG, the gym, and TG Wellbeing. So that's Instagram is at TG.
Yeah, you
Wellbeing.
Let them know. You'll connect them with me, Rob. We'll get them on the show. You know, you and I have always talked about the importance of the team approach, whether it was preventing injuries or enhancing performance, whether we're dealing with the best athletes in the world or their grandmothers, and that integration of the doctor, the therapist, maybe the physical trainer. You've been very involved. You had that famous America's Great Trainers. I remember you guys with the magazines and some of these different information vehicles. And this kind of communication, I know you continue to pay big attention to, aren't you?
Yeah, so that's really taken a big step forward with this relationship I now have with TG Wellbeing. So basically, you know, America's Best Great Trainer is a marketing promotional platform to highlight and feature trainers for their role in society. So now George Jackson, the founder of TG, he and I have partnered, and we're developing that whole concept and bringing it to the next level by now having the trainers work directly with a physician, and it's all beginning with a person's blood work. So whether you're an elite athlete or a person just looking to get in shape, the first three things that we want from you are your blood work to make the assessment, the labs. Then we want the in-body composition. And then we want a food sensitivity test, because one of our medical advisors, Dr. Robert Silverman, he authored the Amazon bestseller, Inside Out Health. Gut health is completely overlooked. Inflammation is overlooked. Inflammation is a killer. It's chronic disease. It's illness. And you have no clue what's really happening inside of your body if you do not do those things. So again, blood work assessment, knowing what's happening on the inside, because this will give you a baseline for any immediate needs and deficiencies, but it also gives a trainer the guidelines for making the necessary program and protocols moving forward based on your lifestyle, activities, goals, and objectives. So you get those things in order, starting with the blueprint. You know, you build a building. You know, you need that blueprint. You need the foundation.
You know what you need in the building? You know what you need in the building, Rob? You need the foundation. You need the foundation. That's why you got to add foot mechanics and postural biomechanics to when we're dealing with all of these things. Of course, I'm being a little bit of prejudice here on the Sports Doctor with my friend, Rob Fletcher. But again, I can't stress enough the cooperation and information. Many times an athlete would sustain an injury, they would see their physician. Their physician would send them to physical therapy. Physical therapy would then be able to communicate with that person's gym or their personal trainer so they can continue to get supervised, proper rehabilitation. And again, you know, we've been talking about this on the Sports Doctor, I don't know, 30 years, Rob, maybe give or take a few weeks.
I completely agree. And it goes back to even with myself, you know, I always reach out to physicians, and you one of them. I had a client who was suffering from extreme. His feet were very flat, ankles unsupported. So who do I go to? For, you know, I gave you my training methods and my exercise I was doing at the time, and I tweaked them in accordance to your recommendations because you're the expert in that field. So I think it's extremely important for the trainer's work with the doctor.
You know, plus the fact you were one of the people around the country that my colleague Matt Dahl, the creator of the Sand Dune Stepper, sent that device so they could use
and
it.
And that is amazing. Yes.
We were rehabbing your torn Achilles tendon or we were talking to you about your post-hip surgery.
No,
you're a great example
of the
kind of supervision.
That was incredible. Yeah, if anyone's not familiar with that, I would highly recommend looking into it. It's awesome. It's light. It's definitely
it's like
something you want to
implement
in training.
It's think of yourself on the beach and the kind of strength it takes for your feet, those muscles in your feet and that kind of instability and balance. So whether we were dealing with somebody who's got Parkinson's and a balance concern, or we're dealing with someone like you who wants to jump 5 feet in the air still, right, Rob? You still want to jump 5 feet in the air, don't you? I know you.
4'10" now.
I'm telling you, yes, you know, maybe a touch is slowing you down a little bit. Of course, you know, the magic of martial arts has always been so amazing, the Bruce Lee, that whole history. Our longtime friend, the other Dr. Bob, the more famous one, Dr. Rob Goldman.
I have to give him a shout out. Dr. Goldman, that guy, you know, he has more achievements, accolades, and accomplishments than anyone I know, but I will tell you something about his true self. He is the most selfless person that I know, especially at his caliber, at his level, and that's why I started the International Sports Hall of Fame. That doesn't recognize just athletes, high-level athletes, world-class athletes. It recognizes those people for their contributions to society as what Dr. Bob does now. He always says, you know, what is it that you want to be remembered for? You know, what legacy do you want to leave behind? And he's a great mentor to me, has been for extremely long
time. He's invented medical products. He's the founder of the whole anti-aging world.
He's
an inductee with me. He's one of the founding people in the National Fitness Hall of Fame.
He's an icon.
We're all part of. So he also, does he still hold the records for the most handstand push-ups?
Yes.
This guy.
Inverted.
Send him a message.
Inverted,
me,
unsupported handstands.
Yeah, tell him I'm still looking for him as a guest on the Sports Doctor.
Yep,
I'm still looking
you
for
yourself,
the...
an icon in the world of sports, you know, the Sports Doctor. Like I said, if I ever have a problem, if I ever have a question, training clients or coming across something that I need advice from, you're on the top of my hit list.
My pleasure. Are you doing a podcast, Rob?
I have a radio show on 92.5 FM New York. Every Saturday, 12:15 to 12:45 Eastern Standard Time. You can listen worldwide at WTVQ.com.
I'm looking through my emails here. I'm looking for when you're inviting the Sports Doctor to come on your show.
Sports Doctor is going to be on the list now. We'll schedule that
right
after our show. We're going to get that penned in.
I'm looking forward to it. Give us the best site or the Instagram site, Rob.
My Instagram pages. So Instagram SDI7HIIT and at TG Wellbeing or at ANGTTV. So my Instagram is the best way to see updated content and if you need to message me or any questions.
Yes, and you're an educator. And the fact that we want to get this awareness out to the, if this is not news to anybody, how important this topic is.
Well, Dr. Bob, you're on the forefront of really, you're the messenger because without you, you know, simple tips that we just spoke about earlier can really save someone's life. But people have to put it on their radar to be personally accountable and to do things, practice daily habits and behaviors of prevention, which includes safety and awareness. So you, by providing the platform to allow me to give that information to, you know, credits to you, because that's without that, you know, you reach much more people that way.
I'll tell you, Rob Fletcher, Hall of Fame, martial artist, speaker, lecturer, podcaster. Again, we look forward to having you back. We'll let you hold on, Rob, and we'll get an opportunity to chat for another minute or so. By the way, what does SDI-7 stand for, my friend?
Self-defense in 7 minutes workout. So you're 1 minute on a skill of self-defense and 1 minute on a strength movement for seven straight minutes.
Seven minutes. Learn how to do this. Self-defense in 7 minutes, Rob Fletcher. Thanks so much, Rob. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody, to Sports Doctor.
Sure thing. Thank you, Dr. Bob.
Hold on, man. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Betty Vaughn. He's an acclaimed sports massage therapist. He's a life coach, speaker. He's the founder of Benny Vaughn Athletic Therapy Center. Benny Vaughn, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Weil. Happy to be here. Thrilled to be here.
Give us some background, Benny, on you and your world of sports massage.
Well, Dr. Weil, I have been doing sports massage for sports massage for 46 years now. So if you're doing the math, I am now 70 years old, and I am still seeing athletes daily. I'm at my athletic therapy center right now and just finished working with a decathlete who competed in the Tokyo Olympics, where I spent a month working at the High Performance Center for the USA team. And massage therapy in sports has been my passion for all these years, because I have found that hands-on manual therapy with soft tissue makes a difference.
And magic.
Especially in performance, yes.
So, yes, it is. You know, my long-time association, Benny, with the famous, the late Bob Guida, famous sports therapist. I don't know if you knew Bob.
I knew the name.
Yes. As long as I knew him, I met him in the late 70s. It was deep soft tissue and vibrational massage, healing, enhancing recovery. It's one of the greatest gifts people can give themselves, which is to say, man, I'm getting a massage once or twice a month, something like that. Gosh, you're around as long as I am. there's not a serious sports team that doesn't take soft tissue therapy. That wasn't always the case, was it, Benny?
That's correct. That was not always the case. Early in my career, in the mid-70s, there was this stigma associated with massage therapists, especially in sports. And often what I was challenged with were other sports medicine professionals saying to me, well, Benny, all it does is just makes them feel good. Now, imagine an athlete who feels good going into competition. So yeah, it was not always like that, but you're absolutely correct that
plus
now,
massage, massage had this, sexual connotation all those years ago, and, like with a wink and a nod. Besides the fact that it was a therapeutic, I believe it was the chiropractic profession. I've had members of chiropractic profession on my show for, again, because I don't know if I've been doing the radio 46 years, but I'm pushing it, man. in that regard, where all of a sudden, again, the incredible value of trying to keep athletes feeling good, let alone on the field. Where is your athletic therapy center, Benny?
I'm located, Dr. Weil, I'm in Fort Worth, Texas. So I'm in the center of the state of Texas, and it's very convenient and easy for many of the professional athletes that I work with to get here, because we've got DFW Airport and all of the highways that intersect through the United States. It's very easy to get to Fort Worth. So I'm based in the center of the country, in Fort Worth, Texas.
You know, it's interesting. One of my favorite guests participated in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Rob Andrews, the Institute of Sports Performance. I think he's in Houston. Are you familiar with that? He's a mental trainer.
Yes, he is in Houston.
Yes. And so, again, the same team when we're talking about, the kind of expertise to whether it's working with the best athletes or working with the children. Sometimes who are in such high degree sports. Talk a little bit about how you see the ages and the importance and how young you might see massage therapy becoming an important addition for young athletes, Benny.
Yeah, absolutely. Young athletes. So I have many, many parents who bring their young athletes to my athletic therapy center for hands-on soft tissue work. And these are young athletes. The youngest I've had was a sixth grader, and I have a wide range. They're involved in baseball. They're involved in field hockey. They're involved in swimming, track and field. And so what I have found is that as these young athletes are developing, girls and boys, they're going through these growth spurts. Their motor skills are becoming better and better. And the training that's now available to young athletes is much better than it was when you and I were coming up.
Yeah, but it's a lot of overkill. This is one of our biggest concerns. You know, I have 10-year-olds who are doing double jumps and figure skating 6 days a week. And many times, for decades, I would recommend your profession is one of the best ways to stay out of trouble, as well as to work with these young athletes and parents and coaches regarding corrective exercise. And, of course, we're prejudiced here on the Sports Doctor. You know, I'm talking about the importance of strengthening the feet and ankles. I don't care what your sport is. I don't care what the level is of including that. And working balance, we really, really stress. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years and listen to experts in all areas, all topics, sports medicine, fitness, wellness, nutrition, training. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you know, we have thousands of followers on Twitter at SportsDoc, DOC Radio, LinkedIn, lots of great information in the world of sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. We're speaking with a massage therapist, legend in his own time, Benny Vaughn, his organization, Benny Vaughn Athletic Therapy Center. We're talking about the incredible value of soft tissue and massage therapy, all levels of sports. We were just really, really touching on not only the kids, but their parents and grandparents. Benny, what's the best site people can find out about the Athletic Therapy Center and everything you do?
They can go to BennyVaughnAthleticTherapy.com. So just BennyVaughnAthleticTherapy.com, and they can get plenty of great information, including we can help them identify resources in their area.
You know, people think, you know, how often if somebody says, you know, I have a fitness program, I'm trying to stay in shape, I try to work out, you know, the how often should I look at a massage therapy fitting in? A couple of times a month is something I've been recommending for 100 years. Am I on the right track, Benny?
You are more than on the right track. Because the key is including a recovery phase in their physical activity, be it exercise or competitive sport. Recovery is key, and massage helps to enhance recovery.
You know, Gaida used to use the famous chiropractic G5. He was very big into deep vibrational therapy.
Yeah.
And he would talk about how difficult it was with his hands and his wrists. I mean, this is physical work. How are you holding up, Benny?
Well,
you look great.
I'm holding up well, and I'll tell you why I'm holding up well, Dr. Weil, is I strength train twice a week. I have a strength coach, and I do flexibility and mobility work 5 days a week. And mobility, flexibility, and strength is the key to aging well.
You know, it's amazing. It's the new medicine, which is on the one hand, eat smarter. And on the other hand, is keep moving. And but in a society like ours, you know, the United States is, you know, we're talking drugs, of course, the Olympics, the whole hassle. You know, I have actually relabeled performance-enhancing drugs over the years to the reality. There are cheaters, there's no doubt about it. The reality is that I call it performance surviving drugs because of the overuse and the overkill and the overscheduling, and especially in youth sports. You know, and you mentioned that magic word recovery. This is now getting very, very big attention at all levels, isn't it?
It is, because recovery and rest, which includes sleep and eating and hydrating, it's no longer a bad thing. At one point in time in sport, recovery and rest was stigmatized as being lazy well, why are you resting? You know, get up there and do another rep and this and that. And now we are realizing that rest and recovery may be the key element in performance.
Especially, again, in the normalcy of more is better. You know, our whole tradition in sports, especially youth sports, has been more is better, be more aggressive, more. And we run into, this is why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is that there's an epidemic in capital letters with overuse injuries, both physically and mentally in youth sports.
Yes.
Tremendous pressure. I would imagine now that coaches and parents and doctors are some of your world's biggest fans, but the challenge in making them aware of this continues, doesn't it?
Well, it does, Dr. Weil. And what I do is when parents bring their kids in to see me, I have a conversation with the kid, with the parents about all of these physical activities that their child is involved in, and the child is feeling pressure to be involved in. So she's playing soccer. She's cheerleading. She's on the volleyball team. And, oh, by the way, I play softball too. That's too much. It's too much. And the social pressure that many of these children feel to participate starts to create some of these emotional concerns that all of us as professionals begin to see.
Especially as well as physical, we're going to talk more about it. You know, my article in MVP Parent Magazine upcoming is Youth, Sports, and Drugs, Over-the-Counter Painkillers, Anti-Inflammatories. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk more about all of this with Benny Vaughn, the acclaimed sports massage therapist. Everybody, it's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. Welcome back. It's Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking sports massage therapy with life coach, therapist, Benny Vaughn, the Athletic Therapy Center in Texas. You know, Benny, we were talking about, frequency. We were talking about healing and recovery and the importance of a soft tissue therapy. Expand a little bit on, again, the value in enhancing healing when we're talking about competitive athletes at all levels.
Well, Dr. Weil, here's the key. Recovery and rest allows you to take full advantage of all the hard training and all the hard work the athlete is doing, because now they can return to work with their coach refreshed and ready to go to take advantage of all this hard work. So the soft tissue component is because everyone's using muscles and tendons and fascia and ligaments and joints and joint capsules for the activity they're participating in. The key is the soft tissue work, the massage work, helps these soft tissues have a better relationship with gravity, which movement is the language of their expression and relationship with gravity. So if you can take care of these muscles, tendons, ligaments, and joint capsules so that their expression of movement is in balance with gravity, their performance capability and their performance potential goes up many notches.
Yes, and the relationship again between, again, enhancing healing and recovery and strengthening, and the relationship, for example, between the sports massage therapist and the athletic trainer, or the relationship of the sports massage therapist, and again, and the parent and or athlete themselves, in order to be educated about strengthening these particular areas. You know, people would ask many times, gee, you know, all I want to do is put ice on it. And of course, I've had the famous Gary Reinel on as a guest for years talking about how icing is counterproductive. So how soon can people on an acute injury, something that was just injured, where does massage therapy fit in? Do you work like the peripheral areas to stimulate healing in the area, Benny?
Yes. So here's what we do with an acute injury that we have in soft tissue. You can do lymphatic massage to enhance the whole injury repair process. And so lymphatic massage is very light touch on the skin that creates and supercharges the work of the lymphatic system, helping to move the debris out of this area where the injury has occurred. Number two is that moving lightly the fascia will enhance the pain and discomfort that they're feeling. It starts to reduce that sensation so that the nerves that detect pressure are stimulated, and then that starts to override the pain spasm cycle. So literally just touching the skin of the area lightly can enhance the injury repair process. And we use it all the time at the center, and we have used it during competition at the highest level, both professionally and at the Olympic level. And just for the record, I have been part of the sports medicine team for 5 U.S. Olympic teams. The most recent was Tokyo last year, where I did massage at the USA High Performance Center. So we use it in both acute as well as enhancing performance potential.
Now, when you talk about the senior population, again, in people, they might not be elite athletes anywhere close. They just want to stay active. They want to, again, get some repair. Talk about the value of massage therapy for active individuals who just want to stay healthy and pay attention to wellness.
So that makes up the majority of clients who come to my athletic therapy center are active adults who are in fact maintaining a wellness and health regimen that is supporting their aging process. So what we typically do is those active adults are typically on a twice a month visit with us for full body recovery sports massage. And the key there is that we include stretching, assisted stretching during that session, so that when they go back to their own self-care, we have increased the margin of mobility, which means that they get even better results from their self-care. And that's the key. The massage and the assisted stretching allows them to get more out of their self-care wellness program.
Of course, on the high end of the world, like you're talking about, in five Olympians, it's unbelievable, Benny, where, again, you're part of that team. You got the orthopedic surgeon. You've got the nutritionist. You've got the a general practitioner. You've got the podiatrist. You've got the chiropractic physicians. And you're integrating with all of them, aren't you?
That is correct. And all of those people that you named, I'm going to just add one more. We have an extraordinary mental health team. So we have.
There you go. I can't believe I just was going to ask you if I left that out.
So in Tokyo, we had a dozen sports psychologists that were providing mental health services to our U.S. athletes that were competing at the Tokyo Olympics. But yeah, we all work together, and it makes a difference. It just makes a difference when you combine all of that together. And massage is a big part of that because touch is powerful, whether it's chiropractic, whether it's massage, whether it's
Yeah, that's what made the DOs. I can't believe the time flew by here. Benny Vaughn, who is the founder of the Benny Vaughn Athletic Therapy Center. He's been a sports massage therapist for decades. Such great information. Benny, give me quickly the website again.
Yeah, that website is BennyVaughnTherapy.com. BennyVaughnTherapy.com.
Thank you so much. Hold on, Benny. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doc. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com, globalschoolwear.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns. We are back at the Sports Doctors In segment where we preview some upcoming shows. We share some Bob Guida genius, and we answer a few emails. Again, we've got some great upcoming shows. My namesake, one of them, Lowell Wild Jr., very prominent podiatrist, sports podiatrist, the Wild Foot and Ankle Center, will be joining me next week. Nikki Anderson, one of the initiators of the personal training world. Now she's so involved in business, will be joining me the following week. One of figure skating's master coaches and creator of vestibular training, Sheila Thielen, and a longtime colleague in the Bob Guida world and training, Dave Buchanan. Speaking of Bob Guida, you know, Bob created the PHA peripheral heart action formula he wrote about, the idea that you could do aerobic training with the circuit training and physical movement. Think of working one machine after another, working your legs, going over working your shoulders, going over doing sit-ups, working over doing arms, and doing getting that heart moving and creating this aerobic effect, this peripheral heart action, which he made such a big deal out of. I remember Arnold Schwarzenegger really was very enamored with that particular theory. Bob had some athletes who strictly doing this heart action aerobic strengthening with machine training got ready to run marathons with virtually no running. So quite revolutionary, the idea of aerobic dash anaerobic mixture, peripheral heart action. Look that up, any of you at any levels of training with some of our guidance additions. I have some emails somewhere. Yes, Jeffrey says, my 13-year-old daughter is a very active volleyball player. She's been playing since she's 10. Plays 4 or 5 days a week. We've had instances of persistent jumper's knee. You know, Jeff, pay attention to foot mechanics. See sports podiatry. I've had great success, like I've talked about 2 years on the Sports Doctor, with orthotics and young females' knee problems, knee tendonitises. Very often, excessive foot pronation creates excessive torque in young girls, especially as they're going through puberty with mechanical changes, wider hips. You should be paying attention to the physical therapy side, the intelligent rest side, making sure we're not trying to push through constant discomfort, but pay attention to what shoe she's in and the value of proper custom orthotics to control foot mechanics and knee excess torque. Len says, my 16-year-old son, he plays very, very active baseball. The idea of active massage, you know, Len, I hope you listened to the show we just had with the famous Benny Vaughn, sports massage therapist for decades, 5 different Olympic Olympiads. Yes, if your son is a serious athlete, then sports massage and the whole area of healing, enhancing recovery is very, very important. Benny talked about many of his young athletes a couple times a month. They include massage therapy. This is what I watched with the late Bob Guida for the decades that I knew Bob. We worked together in his clinics, and he would use active soft tissue therapy for recovery. Very proactive. You don't need to be injured. this is sometimes one of the most important keys of awareness when we're talking about that. Candy says, what do you think about girls and quads in figure skating? You know, it's remarkable. As we've watched this development in the world of jumping and the women's and girls' side of figure skating, think back in the Peggy Flemings and the Dorothy Hamels and Katarina Witt and so many other champions, Michelle Kwan, who none of them did triple jumps. And now we've got quads being part of the repertoire for some of these girls. And this young Russian that I was watching, and we're going to talk about this more. Again, my upcoming article in the spring edition of MVP Parent Magazine is going to be on youth sports and drugs and the explosion of drugs, over-the-counter painkillers, and the routine use because of overuse. Too many games, too much pressure, being too aggressive, causing the quandary of, you know, my son or daughter needs two Advil twice a day because his ankles are hurting him with the sport he's playing, and this routine use. And the controversy with performance-enhancing drugs and the women's figure skating as we speak. This is the biggest story of the Olympics. When I first watched this young guy, I said I've never seen anything like her with these quad jumps that she was doing. It's tremendous. And now it's being spoiled with the whole idea of this particular medication to try to reduce stress to the tissues, maybe give you more stamina. Who knows where the pressures were? But this is a very, very big concern. And over the years, there are cheaters. There's no doubt about it. And performance-enhancing drugs and Lance Armstrong and all these other famous athletes, Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa in baseball, where we have the whole controversy with the Hall of Fame. And yet the reality quite often was these medicines and drugs were used to try to cheat time in recovery, try to deal with pain. We know the nightmare we're in with pain medicines, performance surviving drugs. I tell parents all the time, if your son or daughter needs over-the-counter pain medicine to participate, you're over the line. You've got to back off. The pressure's crazy. Pay attention, sports parents. See you next week, everybody. Thank you. It's the Sports Doctor.